Maybe you don't need the reminder, or maybe you'd like to forget. Either way, it is Valentine's Day, and we're going to mark the occasion with some sweet psychology. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on how we pick chocolates and what it might say about how we pick partners.
Let's start with chocolate. If you think your likes and dislikes are set in stone, you prefer milk, dark, or maybe spiked with espresso, well, researcher Ed O'Brien, he knows your type.
We think that we do have these kind of ingrained preferences. So if I'm a dark chocolate person, I think of myself as, you know, I will always like dark chocolate more than others.
O'Brien is a PhD student in psychology at the University of Michigan. He's long suspected, though, that we're more impressionable than we realize. To test his hunch, O'Brien devised a chocolate taste test to see if he could manipulate people's preferences.
Once you're in the moment, so once you're in this taste test that we had, you can often kind of push around people's preferences. And even though I see myself as a dark chocolate person, I may pick something else when I'm actually in the moment to choose.
The moment of choice is key. And turns out it's all about how you offer the chocolate. I tried a similar taste test on some friends when they came over for book club the other night. Maureen Conley, Karen Schleifer, Cindy Mers, Lauren Dykman, and Sue Gander knew I was up to something as I passed around little bowls of chocolate.
Is it all about the color of the wrapper?
Nope, it's not. But before I go any further, I should tell you, the chocolate tasting was set up to test a particular theory. O'Brien thinks there's something special about endings or last chances.
I think in everyday life, we do have this general expectation that, yeah, we save the best for last. And, you know, when we go to a concert, we hear the best song at the end of the show.
Or if we know that the next installment of a favorite book or series is the last, say the last Harry Potter movie, we get a little more jazzed about it.
When people are given awareness that something is about to end, they're kind of motivated to make the most of that experience.
Even if it's something as simple as a chocolate?
Do you like it?
It's yummy. Perfect balance of peanut butter.
Now, I only had 5 tasters, but O'Brien and his team had about 50, mostly students they approached on the University of Michigan campus. Each agreed to try a bunch of different kinds of Hershey Kisses, from almond to caramel to dark, and then rate their favorites.
First, we wanted to make sure that they couldn't see how many we were about to give them, because if they know there's going to be 5, then we can't really surprise them by saying it's about to end. So we had a big bag of candy that was covered from the outside, so you couldn't really see what was in it or how many were in it.
And O'Brien explains the tasters who were offered the chocolate and then told when they'd come to the last one, more often than not, said the last was the best.
The majority of people who all of a sudden ate that last chocolate chose that last chocolate as their favorite, even though we kind of randomly distributed the flavors.
And something similar happened in my living room.
So this is the very last one.
Okay. I don't get any more after this.
No, this is it.
Dark and rich.
Mine was a very small experiment, but I did find a small bias towards the last chocolate eaten.
I might eat the whole thing.
So the last was definitely your favorite.
It was definitely my favorite.
Now, this is where the romance comes in. O'Brien described to me a similar study he and his colleagues did, asking people to rate online dating profiles. He found there was a big advantage when a person's profile was introduced as the last one you'll see today.
That person all of a sudden became more attractive. They seemed more compatible with you, reaping those similar benefits as you would in the chocolate study.
So the last person you read about may be the one you decide to reach out to. Now, if Brad Pitt or fancy Belgian chocolate enter the picture, I bet the bias towards last falls apart very quickly. But all things being equal, well, it may be beneficial in love or chocolate to be judged last. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.